Exchange episode 10. Business Q, is it Business Q&A?
Business Q&A again. Okay. First question from Carrie. If you had to pick a different career / way to make money, what would it be?
I'm going to get out of career. I'm going to say business. Amazon FBA. If I was to close up shop today and start again, I would do Amazon Freight by Amazon. Hopefully get into like the Asian market, get like white label product, brand it, and sell on Amazon. And I'll do this for two reasons. Number one is learn Amazon FBA, and then eventually I can purchase a smaller product company, brand it, and start selling stuff on Amazon.
What do you think, that's just scalable? Like what? Why?
Yeah, I think it's scalable. It's just I'm kind of fascinated with it right now.
Why?
I'm just interested in it. Just I see other people doing it.
What is it? Is it the money? Is it?
Nope, it's got nothing to do with the money. It's just taking a product, learning how to brand it, learning how to sell it online, learning how to scale it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all things that I think we already have put together well. Mm-hmm. I think the only thing that's missing is a product, and also learning the Amazon side.
Right.
But I think besides that, you know, taking a brand, you know, whatever it is, you know, adding something to it, branding it, and then pushing it out, and having the online store to hold it.
Next question from Elias. Do you prefer to learn a new skill on your own, or do you prefer learning it from an expert in course format?
Neither. I prefer to learn it by somebody has done it or doing it. I learn by doing, and I learn by, like when I got into mortgage private lending business, I sat next to somebody that did it for 30 plus years, and I've seen, you know, hundreds of deals a year coming in, and seeing how this guy looked at it, how, and learning from him, asking questions, it's just the way I learned. If I open up a book myself, I fall asleep. Another way I really learned stuff today is YouTube. But again, to me, YouTube is having somebody next to me and they're communicating. That's just the way I learn. From classes and schools, it's just, for some reason, it's in my head. Every time I go to class, it's just, it's negative. Hence, I don't attend conferences or
so in a sense, it's a mix between the two. You like to get in and be hands-on and learn it for yourself, but you'd rather be in the company of someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, I think those two go hand in hand together.
Mm-hmm.
I think then, you know, you're not only are they showing you, but they're also you know, teaching you along the way.
Mm-hmm. Now then, what is the number one success trait that you see from successful entrepreneurs?
Just keep doing the same thing over and over again. Repetition. And also another one that I'm really trying to that I'm finding now is whatever they're good at, they keep getting better at it. And whatever they're not good at, instead of learning that, what they do is they delegate that out.
So understanding what you're good at and what
and putting you're all not your as good at. And putting all your time there. If you're awesome at one thing and okay in something else and suck at something else, and if you were to deploy money to all of that, I would deploy like 80-90% to something that I'm good at.
Mm-hmm.
So I can learn more. And everything else I'll deploy. And I think a lot of people will say, that, hey, look, you know what? Why don't we do 30-30, 33-33, 33-33, learn all three. Or let's put all the money into the bad stuff so I can learn how to
be better at it.
Be better at the bad. If I'm bad at the bad, that means I don't want to do it. What the hell? Why would I even spend time or even money on there? So I'd rather focus on something that I'm good at and even learn it more. Everything else I'll just delegate.
And I think even more so than just a good investment of your money, it's saving you time.
Yeah, I wouldn't even look at the money side. Mm. I would look at the time side. Mm-hmm. Right, and then happiness too. You don't want to do something like the negative side, and not negative, sorry, the stuff that you don't like and you're not good at. There's a reason you're probably not good at it, is because you just probably don't like it and don't mm-hmm. want to spend time on it.
Another question from Elias. Do you have a money-back guarantee in your business, and why?
I don't have a money-back guarantee, but if somebody's not happy with me, I'll give funds back. My business, look, I don't get paid.
I know that's more or less a product.
Yeah, it's a product.
But still, I think the principle can remain.
Yeah, I'm just, if I look at TFS business, right, my mortgage company, I don't get paid unless the deal is done. The deal's not done, I'm not paid. So I can do, you know, weeks, sometimes months, or even a year's worth of work and not get paid because it doesn't close. And when it closes, I get paid and, you know, everyone's happy. We get paid. The clients are happy because they got their home, they got the business, they got the commercial building, they got to build a house. You know, lenders, investors happy because they're making return on their money. I'm happy I got paid. And you added value to somebody.
Have you ever had given funds back?
In more, no, not that I know of. No, I never have in TFS.
Yeah.
In other businesses, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. You know, somebody's not happy, somebody's not... it wasn't what they wanted, and
was that just what they believed? Like, did you give it back even knowing that maybe you felt like you had did the right thing?
Oh, there's a lot of, yeah, just because I did the right thing.
So you felt like the work was done and you did the job appropriately, but they didn't. You still give that money back, yeah. Obviously, yeah. But yeah,
protect
from Christian. What drives you? What experiences made you want to go the entrepreneurial route and try to get ahead?
I just like setting goals for myself and reaching those goals, no matter if it's entrepreneur or if it's life goals, personal goals. I just like setting something and reaching it. I just like the way I feel, and I think I got that from sports, right? I wanna win a game. What do I need to do to win that game, right? And it's not during that 1 hour. What do I need to do for the next year or a few, you know, 6 months, 12 months, whatever it is. How do I have to condition my body? What do I have to eat? You know, do I need sleep prior to this? And I just like setting goals and hitting it. Why business? Because it's not structured for me, right? When it's my own business, not structured, we can change fast, right? Mm-hmm. You know, today this happens, tomorrow something will change, and, you know, could we adjust fast? And I find a lot of people that they don't. They just get stuck in it, and it's just not the way I like.
As a solo, this is from Michael. As a solopreneur, is it better to brand a business under your own name or a separate company name? My business is on-demand digital marketing, if that helps.
I will do both. It's like TFS and me. I have pages for both companies. I would brand both, but I would focus more on the personal brand. I would do, like, say, you know, 60% personal, and then the other 40% is on the business. Reason being is if you ever get out of that business or sell that business or that business goes under, you built your brand, your personal brand, and you can use that brand to, you know, hopefully purchase another company or start something else because of your name.
Even in a digital marketing sense?
Even digital marketing sense, yes. They're not hiring the company, they're actually hiring the person.
Right.
On a small company.
Do you think you can scale, though, just with...
Personal brand?
Yeah.
Sure you can.
Like, but scale, like... Like, I feel like when you have, like,
if
you have a company.
Look at Oprah.
Right, but, like, let's say he wanted to start an agency. Can you just call your agency your name? Like, such and such?
That's what I say, 60-40. You need to brand them both.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of agencies are called names, obviously. Yeah, but
you need to brand them both.
Mm-hmm. From Brett. This is the last question. How do you position yourself as different from and better than your competitors?
By caring. By caring, by adding value to them, by listening to them, to seeing what their problem is and fixing that for them.
And you think that alone sets you apart?
Yeah.
You don't think that's common amongst...
Nope. Nope. They all say it, but the action is not there.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people that are there just to sell their product, to sell their course, to sell their service, just to make a commission check and close the door and walk away, right? What happens 6 months later, 9 months later, when the thing falls apart? Oh, phone the 1-800 number or phone that lender. They'll deal with this. Not my problem. Something's in foreclosure. Not my problem. That's the lender's problem. Not the broker that put them in that position. And I'm different. Okay, how can I help? What needs to be done? How can I assist you? And there's days and weeks sometimes I spend on helping somebody else, and brings zero money to the business, but it's fine. It's okay. It's just,
well, I think
adding that value.
It brings two things in my mind: brand and repeat business.
Exactly.
And
a lot of them don't see that.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't, because they just see cash today, right? Or at the end of the week, not like, holy smokes, this is just going to open the floodgate for a ton of other things coming in. I don't look at the things I'm doing today is not for you know, eating later today. It's for 5, 6, 10, 20 years down the line.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff here is for 10 years down.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing right now.
Yeah.
Right? Everything I do is based on the longevity, not the shortevity.
Mm-hmm.
Not, is that a word? Shortevity? Short term.
Short term, maybe.
Short term. Yeah, yeah. I like that word, shortevity.
Shortevity financial.
Yeah, that's going to go under. yeah, no, I don't think a lot of them do that.
Do you think it's interesting that, like, I guess, would it just be that maybe they... Like,
it's transactional for lots.
Right.
All it is. Quick, so in and out.
They're in something that they're not passionate about. They're looking for cash.
Yeah. They're driven by cash, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's okay. Short term, if that's what you want, and most businesses are like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to a lot of industry people, and for them, it's like, you know what? I'm here to do one job, is to get financing. I get financing, and I'm out, and then I want to go spend time with my kids and my family. I get that. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, if you're there to add value outside of the service of financing, or service of, you know, doing your course, or service of selling your product, and you can add something else to it, I think your business is going to grow way, way, way more. This shit here cost me money, cost me time, answering questions back and forth, but I know it's going to add somebody value.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in the last 100 questions we answered, you know, 2 people looked at it. I don't care. 10 years from now, when 2,000 people or 200,000 or 2 million people watching it, and I can add that value to one person, like, oh, you know what? Sunil told me this, and I'm going to go with it. I just build more brand.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it comes down to. And this is just my experience, and I'm just talking about it. And, you know, it can be on a camera, it can be on a mic, or it can be in face-to-face with a client of mine. And that's just the way I've added value.
Great stuff.
Lots don't do it that way.
No, they don't.
Nope. See you in this one.
That's the end.
All right, guys. Till next time.